Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn with the Durango Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here with Bill Lemaire. How are you with the Botanical Gardens? How are you doing?
We're just fine. The botanical gardens are kind of covered in snow right now, but it means there's going to be a lot of water, I hope, when it
Yeah,
all melts. So.
absolutely. Yeah, the moisture is something that we never complain about, but yeah, we have been getting a lot of snow, which is, a good thing, and I do believe we're definitely over the average up in the mountains.
Yeah, which is a good thing because most of our water comes from snow runoff, which is although unfortunately a little bit impacted by climate change, so which we'll talk a little bit about.
Yeah, well, and that kind of leads me to the Durango scape. I know you guys have a series coming up, but it's an interesting term. So what do you mean by Durango scape?
Yeah, well, Durango scape is part of our conference called Envisioning a Changing Durango scape. And what we mean by a Durango scape is, well, actually, I guess I first heard the term back in 2020. You may recall when we were on the radio previously talking about a conference we did back in 2020, also on climate change and its impact on gardening and landscaping. Anyway, the term was used by a former Fort Lewis College professor, G.G. Richard. And I thought it was a pretty cool term. So I asked if we could borrow and maybe adapt it. But so what we mean, I guess, Jack, is that Durango scape is the way people think and do gardening and landscaping in our area, and not just in their home gardens and yards, but also in our city parks and our urban forests. I think we've got about 12,000 trees that the Parks and Rec Department oversees. And then there's also, like, I think 5,000 acres of landscaping. So it's not just what we do at home, but the way we think about what we do in the city overall. And mostly, I think what we tend to plant, the way we do our lawns and landscaping, has been driven by tradition and habit. Many of us coming from maybe the Midwest and East Coast, and we kind of tend to bring those landscaping habits with us, but they don't always work here. So what we're hoping is with this online conference is that we can get people to begin to think a little differently about how they landscape and produce a Durango scape that's more resilient to changes in the climate conditions.
And you mentioned the conference that's coming up, and it appears that it's online as well. Is it in person? Is it online? And what are some of the topics you're covering? I even saw Mike Smedley's presenting.
Yes, that's right. Mike is presenting on lawns because one of the things that people, of course, tend to do is one of the first things they do when they move into a house is put in some nice Kentucky bluegrass, which looks great, but it's also very thirsty, really uses a lot of water. And one of the things we did this past year and building our new literary garden was put in a different irrigation system. It uses probably about half the water that that area around the library used previously. So, but the conference itself, Jack, is called Envisioning a Changing Durango Scape. And our tagline is Practical Approaches to Adapting Yards and Landscapes to a Changing Climate. Okay, you mentioned, is it online or is it in person? It's actually both. In that it's kind of a hybrid event in that we've got seven presenters. You mentioned Mike Smedley, and we have Scott McLean from the city. We have a guy who's Alex Graff, an expert on wildlife, wildfire prevention, and a lot of different speakers. But so we'll have seven presentations online, and then on March 16, we've got the director of outreach and senior curator from the Denver Botanic Gardens in town, who'll be talking about ways that he's trying to share with us ideas from around the state of how people are changing the way they landscape that is really surprisingly beautiful. A lot of people, I think one of the things we're trying to do with this conference is show people options. what could be, what they could do with their landscaping. So, just say one thing. A lot of people ask about this, our format, which is both online and in person. The in-person will be on March 16 at the Durango Public Library, and that's where Panayoti Kalaitis, the senior curator for Denver Botanic Gardens, will be speaking. But what we found when we did this in 20, we had to do this online in 2020 because of the pandemic, but we learned something interesting by doing that, and that is that with an online conference, people can watch whenever they want to.
Right.
I mean, if we had everything on one day in, say, March, I mean, the chances that we would hit a day when a lot of people could attend would be pretty rare. I mean, anybody who tries to organize a meeting today knows that, you know, people have so many conflicts, you can't get people together on one day. But with our online conference, people can watch these online presentations for the entire month. They got 31 days in March to watch these. And then if they want to and are available, come to the Durango Public Library on March 16 to hear Panayoti, who is actually just a virtual rock star in the horticulture world. He's a fascinating speaker. I think they'll love that presentation.
And if somebody wants to learn information about, you know, all the topics and everything, what's the website, and is there a cost and pre-registration?
Yeah, we have a website. We actually created a special website this time just for the conference because we could get much more information about the speakers, and also there people will find additional resources, PDFs and links and so forth to other information about climate change and gardening. But the place to go if you want to learn more about what we're doing is durangoscape.org. That's durangoscape.org. And you'll find a lot of information. You'll find the speaker presentations, what they're going to be talking about, and so forth at that website. It does cost $60 for people who are members of our gardens, or even if you're a member of our partner. We have some partners on this conference: Mountain Studies Institute, Colorado Master Gardeners, and Colorado Native Plant Society. Anybody as a member of those would be able to register at $60.
Well, and I think too, talk about being a member of the Botanic Gardens, because I know it's very, very affordable, and also gives you discounts when you go to the local nurseries.
Yeah, you know, I still find it kind of interesting. A few of our people still don't know that, but one of the incredible benefits of the of being with us is that many of the nurseries around our area, and all the way out to Cortez, offer people a 10% discount on the plants that they buy. And, you know, if you're like most people, 10% savings will pay right away. Then also there are other events that we do, like our Gardens on Tour, et cetera, that will also be, you get money off that too. So it's really pretty easy, I think, to pay back your membership fee, which is $35 annual membership and $50 for a family membership.
Yeah, so when you talk about that, to me, it's one trip to any of the nurseries, and you know, taking advantage of that, and you get the discount and all the other coursework that you guys offer. And you know, I love what you've done out in front of the, both in front and behind the library, and kind of that walking tour you can take and just learn about the different plants that can thrive. And as you mentioned, require less water and lower maintenance.
Yeah, I think, you know, a lot of people just like to stroll the gardens. It's just kind of a relaxing place to be. But yeah, one of the benefits of if you can arrange a tour with us, you can just call us at our number, and we'll be happy to arrange. We particularly like to do group tours. The phone number is 970-880-4844. 4841. That's 970-880-4841. We'd be happy to arrange a tour, particularly for groups, because when you, I mean, it's nice to, we have a lot of signage and you can get great ideas just walking around the gardens yourself. But I think what people are often surprised that there's so much to know beyond what they're just seeing there in the ground about the background of the plants, the history of the organization. So it's really useful if you can to take a tour. And we particularly like to give tours to groups like the Chamber. You were out there last year, I think.
Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
Well, and I think it's just, you know, it's such an interesting tour because, you know, even if you're not in the, in, I'm going to say in the world of landscaping, things of that nature, maybe you don't, you know, memorize every plant, but boy, you can walk around and there may be something that has the right kind of flower on it or the right type of shrubbery. And again, you learn so much about what is going to thrive and grow. And again, I mean, it's funny, the only plant I remember, the shrub, is a spirea. And I'm like, oh yeah, it's got beautiful color in the spring. And then the fall it turns, you know, but, and I don't even know if those are ones that are, you know, hardy and, you know, native to the area, but they're one of the ones that I like. But what an opportunity. And you can learn about all of this in the month of March through your program. And again, mention where people can go to register. And I love the idea that you can watch it at your leisure for the different courses that you're going to be teaching.
Yeah, that's the website to go to to learn more about the conference is Durangoscape. That's DURANGOSCAPE, Durangoscape.org. And then, you know, something else I, in terms of, you know, people say, how do you watch a conference online? Well, I think it's actually pretty easy. We have a moderator and who poses questions to the speaker afterwards. And here's what I like. You know, when I'm sitting in a conference and I'm taking notes or something, I just heard the guy say something that I thought, oh, I missed that. Mm-hmm. And I can't go back. But in this case, you can stop you to go back a couple, you know, little bit and pick up what they said. Or we'll also, if they have a PowerPoint, we'll have the PowerPoint there for people to look at afterwards. So I don't know. To me, it's just kind of a, it was kind of one of the things I think that the pandemic really changed in a way was just the way that we actually get information now. We don't have to travel somewhere to a conference. We can watch it online. And then again, on March 16, with our in-person event, people can come there and you know, meet some of the speakers and ask some questions that, you know, mm-hmm. and so it's kind of a hybrid event, kind of, to me, at least. It kind of combines the best of both worlds.
Yeah. Well, and I think, too, just getting involved with Botanic Gardens, Botanic Society, you know, learning about, you know, taking the tours in the summertime, spring, summer, when you guys do the tours and just getting involved and learning so much more, then who knows, maybe you can become a master gardener and, you know, help out even more. So we've got about a minute left. So anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I want to do a shout out to some people who are sponsoring this event. Our good friends, a great arborist, Moses Cooper, and Momentum Tree Experts, Blooming Landscape and Design, First Southwest Bank, the Community Foundation, the City of Durango, and the Bank of the San Juans. You mentioned Mike Smedley. Mm-hmm. An officer at the Bank of the San Juans, he's doing a presentation on lawns and ways you can, if you wish, reduce your lawn footprint. And then those are sponsors, financial sponsors. And then we have partners like the Colorado Master Gardeners, Mountain Studies Institute, and the Colorado Native Plant Society. So yeah, all these people were really helpful in getting this conference produced. So
yeah. And don't forget, you can register and learn more about it at Durangoscape.org. And we're going to wrap it up for this edition of Chamber Chat. So, Bill, thank you again for joining via Zoom. And check it all out at Durangoscape. Thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you, Jack. We appreciate it.
You bet. We're going to send it back to the studios. Again, you've been listening to Chamber Chat, and have a great day.